This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
مرحوم شهید صیاد شیرازی به من تلفن کرد. بنده اون وقت رئیس جمهور بودم.
At the very beginning of such a day, Shahid Sayyad Shirazi called me and gave me the report.
سیر فکرم و ذهنم و ذوقم فقط مزاحم شدم.
I really liked to be a member of the Iranian Army Forces.
Oh God, you are the one who made my heart overflowing with the love of your way. With the love of your Islam, your system, and your wilaya.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Ali Sayyad Shirazi. Dear listeners, Lieutenant General Shahid Ali Sayyad Shirazi was born in 1945 into a religious family in Mashhad. His father, who was one of the nomads of Fars province, was employed as the gendarmerie and was then transferred to the army. He was very charismatic, and for this reason, Shahid Sayyad Shirazi very much liked the army. Shahid Sayyad Shirazi, along with his father and his family, just like other families of the army, would migrate from one city to another. Shahid Shirazi lived in many cities such as Mashhad, Gurgan, Shahrud, Amol, Gumbad, and finally, he returned to Gurgan. He graduated from high school in Tehran in the year 1963 and took the entrance exam of a military academy the following year and was admitted. While attending college, from the very beginning, he quickly became well known for studying diligently and being a practicing Muslim. Ultimately, in 1967, he graduated in artillery and entered the army as second lieutenant.
Thank you.
And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about Shahid Sayyad Shirazi.
در روز سوم خرداد همون ساعات اولی که خرمشهر را رزمندگان ما گرفته بودن مرحوم شهید سیاد شیرازی به من تلفن کرد. بنده اون وقت رئیس جمهور بودم.
During the sacred defense era, on the third day of the month of Khordad, the city of Khurramshahr in Iran was liberated by the Iranian forces. I was the president of Iran in that time. At the very beginning of such a day, Shahid Sayyad Shirazi called me and gave me the report of the situation over there. He informed me about thousands of Iraqis who were captives in Khurramshahr, waiting to be arrested by the Iranian forces. This was the spiritual power of the Iranian nation, which liberated Khurramshahr from the hands of the Iraqis. And it was not only Khurramshahr. There were many other cities and towns, but Khurramshahr became a symbol of resistance and power. Karbala 5, Walfajr 8, Khaybar and Badr operations were exactly like this. We had many victories over the enemy in the 8-year sacred defense era. Of course, we had some failures, and many of our youths were martyred on this path. That was the battlefield of good against evil.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After passing training courses in Shiraz in Isfahan, he was transferred to Tabriz Division and then to the Armored Division of Kermanshah. In 1971, he went to Tehran to pass a course in English, and afterwards, he himself became an English language teacher. Thanks to Shahid Sayyad Shirazi's competence and qualifications in his work, he was sent to America on behalf of the Army to complete courses in artillery so that he would complete the course in ballistic barometry. He passed this course in one of the cities of Oklahoma successfully. Even during these courses, Lieutenant Sayyad Shirazi would invite the Americans to Islam and discuss different religious topics with them. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Sayyad Shirazi.
I really liked to be a member of the Iranian Army Forces. Before the Islamic Revolution of Iran, I entered the Military Academy of Iran and continued my studies there. Although I got top marks on my exams in the academy, I passed a difficult time at the academy because the atmosphere over there was not Islamic at all. It was only at the Salat times when I could find calmness in my heart. In fact, this was Salat which showed me right path and saved me in many occasions of my life. Everything that I have in life is because of Salat. And this was Salat that safeguarded me in front of many problems in my life.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. The armed forces of Iran during the time of the Shah, in order to make best use of his military knowledge, transferred Shahid Sayyad Shirazi to the artillery unit of Isfahan. By finding new friends in Isfahan, Shahid Ali Sayyad Shirazi made further research into religion and perfected his political character. He wrote the following in a letter to General Muhammad Mehdi Katibeh, one of the religious generals. "We're following the religious plans, thanks to God, especially the part that you know." This sentence made the intelligence agency suspicious, and from that moment on, he was kept under supervision. And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
O God, you are the one who made my heart overflowing with the love of your way, with the love of your Islam, your system, and your wilaya. O God, you yourself know that I have always been ready to give away what you yourself gave me in the way of the love that I have for your way. If that were not the case, it was your wish. Our Lord, leaving is in your hand. I do not know when I will go, but I know that I must ask you to place me on the side of the Imam of my time, and to fight with your sworn enemies until I am granted the honor of martyrdom. I ask my mother and my father, who have a great right on me, to forgive me. I too have always prayed for them to have a good end.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Sayyad Shirazi. Until next time, We leave you in Allah's care.